Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. USDA recently announced that it is dropping the July cattle inventory report, which is only one of two inventory reports released each year. The National Agricultural Statistics Service announced it is also canceling all county estimates for crops and livestock starting this year. Tanner Beamer with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecky to highlight the implications of USDA's action.
Joining us here on the Linder Farm Network, Tanner Beamer, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Government Affairs. And Tanner, I understand that USDA has announced that they are discontinuing a major cattle inventory report, the July report. Why is this such a concern for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association?
Well, thanks for having me, Linda. This report out of NAS is one of two that we get every year that allows us to kind of take a litmus test of where the industry is at in terms of herd numbers. You know, as you and your listeners probably well know, our cattle numbers tend to fluctuate over about a 10-year cycle, and that long-term cattle cycle impacts prices and supply and demand dynamics. And the more we're able to monitor where we are at in that cycle, the better we're able to forecast cattle prices and make estimates about supply and demand, export decisions, and things of that nature. So this is a very critical report. The July inventory report is especially important given that we are currently in that herd contraction period of the cattle cycle, and we've seen some of the lowest cattle inventories that we have seen in over 60 years as of the January inventory report. And now the question on everybody's mind when we talk about forecasting cattle prices in trying to understand where we're at in that cycle is what's happening with heifer retention and what has happened with the 2024 calf crop. And those questions are largely answered by that July inventory report, which is why it's concerning anytime we lose access to this kind of data. But it's especially concerning this year, just given where we are at in the cycle and all the unanswered questions that remain out there for producers. So we're very, very disappointed that NASA's moved forward with this decision and are working very closely with partners on Capitol Hill and within the agency to have them reverse that decision.
Would this take legislation to reverse this decision?
No, if USDA made the unilateral decision to cancel the report, they can also make the unilateral decision to proceed as directed. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be focused on right now. I do believe that there will be some congressional engagement of some kind, either in the form of letters or one-on-one conversations between Ag Committee staff and leaders. Or even just with interested stakeholders on Capitol Hill. But no legislation is required, which is one of the reasons why we think that USDA needs to listen to stakeholders and lawmakers in reevaluating this decision.
How big of an issue is the county estimates for crops and livestock? That report, that sounds like that would kind of have a double impact on the cattle industry.
It most certainly does. And those county level reports are things that actually help to inform that July report number and some of the information in there. But on top of that, that county level information is incredibly important in terms of most recently and probably most impactful in recent days has been used to estimate the economic impact of natural disasters such as droughts or hurricanes or, like I said, most recently, the Texas Panhandle fires. You know, those natural disasters have a tendency to be isolated regionally, and so the state-level information is not always indicative of what's going on in the places most impacted. So that county-level data is incredibly important, and without access to it, it's going to greatly impede those researchers' ability to quantify impact from natural disasters so that we can help get direct aid, either federal aid or volunteer aid, to those places that need it in times of natural disaster.
It really sounds like a step backward, getting rid of both of these reports.
It certainly is, and NAS has cited budget cuts in the most recent federal appropriations bills as the reason for discontinuing these reports. But the fact of the matter is that even though the National Agricultural Statistics Service did take about an 11% budget cut, the line item that funds these types of reports and this data only got about a 2% cut. And there are other ways to realize cost savings that don't have such a dramatic impact on the industry that it's providing information into. And that's the message that we're trying to deliver to NAS. You need to find more creative ways, working alongside industry partners and experts, to find a way to save that money while at the same time delivering on NASA's mission to provide useful statistics to the industry.
Tanner, what are some of the other important key issues that you're working on right now, especially considering the discussions with the next Farm Bill?
Well, certainly. The next Farm Bill is definitely in flux. You know, it was supposed to have been passed by September 2023, and we are operating currently under a one-year extension while Congress tries to finalize those details. Unfortunately, in this divided and very highly politicized environment, the odds of getting a farm bill before the lame duck session of Congress this November, December seems pretty bleak at this point in time. We thought maybe we'd see some progress made this week in anticipation of the House Ag Committee moving a potential chairman's mark, but House Democrats have come out pretty aggressively opposed to the initial suggestions of Chairman Thompson. And so that has stalled negotiations there. You know, when it comes to the farm bill, we are very focused on making sure that we are funding some of these animal health priorities, like making sure that we're funding fully the National Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank, as well as some other animal health priorities that we refer to as a three-legged stool. And then also making sure that we're supporting typical programs in Title II on conservation, things like EQIP and CRP, and then making sure that we are not doing any harm to the crop insurance title, because we have seen a dramatic increase in the use of programs like LRP and PRF that producers have really come to rely upon. So that's what we're going to be monitoring in this farm bill process. But like I said, I think that the long and arduous road to get to a 2023 permanent farm bill is looking even more murky now than perhaps it did 6 months ago.
Anything new on the wolf issue?
You know, we've seen, I think, the first depredation attributed to a wolf in Colorado since the reintroduction of that species. We remain opposed to that decision by the Colorado voters. And unfortunately, I think that they're seeing in real time the fruits of their actions. You know, those species are a fully recovered species. The need for them to be introduced as a 10J experimental population is nil. And these are apex predators that actually means that there's real-life impact from reintroducing them in a state where they have not been seen in quite some time.
Tanner Beamer, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Government Affairs.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And be sure to get the latest in farm news and market information throughout the day on your local LFN affiliate.